Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B has admitted she used to drug and rob men when she was a stripper. Hours after an old Instagram live video resurfaced of her ranting about how she would trick men into coming back to hotels with her and steal from them, the 26-year-old rapper posted something to explain that she did it to survive. Here is the clip. So not long after this clip emerged, Cardi was hit with backlash from social media users shocked at the implications of what she was saying. The hashtag Surviving Cardi B started trending, which is a play on the R. Kelly docuseries accusing multiple women and associates, accusing him of abusing multiple women and associates. So what do we think? Should Cardi B be canceled?
Yeah, I think... I definitely think it needs to look into, kind of like R. Kelly. Like, people reached out to, like, their accusers. They waited for, like, accusers to come forward, different things like that. And they, like, looked into if it had any real evidence. But if there's even an inkling of it, then, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
That's not okay for anyone
there's
to do.
There's a huge double standard, because this is a woman. Like, if some guy's like, yeah, man, back in the day, I used to have to drug and rape women to get money, you know? Like,
it's also hard because her music, we're currently playing her music at an excessive rate. She is consumed all the time, rapidly, 24/7, as one of the biggest artists out right now. It makes it a lot harder when these types of things come out with someone who's currently hot and in. R. Right. Kelly is not hot and in, and Michael Jackson's dead. So it makes it a lot harder when you're confronted with the fact of, oh, this is an artist I really love. Now what do I do? Because that's how I feel. Right. I have said on the show a million times that I love Cardi B, but her defense of this is, well, these were guys, you know, I was trying to survive on the streets, number one. That's what people have to do. They have to do what they have to do. So you need to understand that.
Drugging.
And two, she said that these guys were all consenting because they were her boyfriends. No, if you have to drug them to rob them, they're not consenting. They're drugged.
If someone is drugged, they are out of business. Out of business for the night. They are not.
I would like to challenge what Alex said. Hold on, I'm going to preview. I want to see the songs that we have coming up later on here on the show to see. Hold on, let's see. Like, you're saying Cardi B's everywhere. Let's see. What song is this? Oh, okay, hold on. Let me track another one. Let's see. That can't be another one. Oh, wait. Okay, hold on. No, let's see. Wait, this got to be a different one. Wait, let's see here. What one's this? Oh, okay, I see. I think you were wrong. That one doesn't have anything. What about this? Okay, is that all we're doing is playing Cardi B every song? Oh my gosh, I guess maybe you're right. That's all we do play is Cardi.
What do you think? Should Cardi B be canceled? Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. I'm going to tell you my prediction now. She won't be.
Of course not.
She won't be.
When you
were
making so much money like this, she might maybe get dropped by like Pepsi or somebody or her sponsors if this gets a lot of heat. You know what I mean? Like, that don't want to associate with that. But
radio
stations
will ignore it. Everyone will ignore it. We don't have a choice in what music we play, by the way. That's not chosen on our level. So, like, that's totally above us. We're told what we have to play and that's it. But, like, I'm just telling you right now, nothing will change.
If she doesn't get canceled, that is absolutely horrific.
It is.
And so sad. And you're basically saying that, doing something to someone without their consent is okay. You're promoting that if
not,
you don't cancel.
It's not
her.
Right. Wendy Williams was rushed to the hospital after relapsing on alcohol yesterday. Sources say she went back to the sober house where she had been living after her taping her show on Monday, only to check herself out and decided to start drinking. Allegedly, she was taken to the hospital after her team found her intoxicated. The relapse comes after her husband, Kevin Hunter's suspected mistress, gave birth to their love child.
Ooh, that's a lot of stuff going on at once.
That's very hard. If you are someone that is trying to be a recovering addict, I mean, that all of that is going to be a very, very hard trigger for you to get through. Creepy porn lawyer Michael Avenatti was released from custody after allegedly trying to extort money out of Nike, and he immediately doubled down yesterday. He went on a Twitter attack implying that his arrest Monday for trying to extort $20 million out of Nike in exchange for not announcing harmful allegations against the company is just a distraction for their own crimes. Avenatti dropped a bombshell tweet accusing Nike of paying off 20-year-old Phoenix Sun star DeAndre Ayton and his mom before he made it to the NBA. Attorney Michael Avenatti said he is nervous and scared, though, about the recent federal charges that he's facing. He's accused of embezzling from a client, defrauding a bank, and trying to extort Nike.
I am nervous. I'm concerned. I'm scared. I feel terrible for my family. I feel bad for my friends. Most people are sticking by me. They believe in me. They know what I'm all about. So I've been very fortunate in that regard. But sure, I'm nervous. I'm scared. I'm all those things. And if I wasn't, it wouldn't make a lot of sense.
Carrie Russell says it's impossible to usually impress her 11-year-old son, but when she got her new Star Wars movie role, she thought, this will be it. This will help him be impressed with me.
I can't impress that kid to save my life, but this. When J.J. talked to me about doing J.J. Abrams, who was directing this one, I got off the phone and I was like, River! My 11-year-old, you can't tell any of your friends, but I'm doing a really cool project. What? Star Wars. Huh. That is cool. That's it.
That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.